So I know you don't have a lot of time, so let's get right into the closure of the Oneida County Jail out in Rome. Your thoughts?
I was in shock, actually, when I got the phone call yesterday. I was really disappointed because my understanding was that we had a really good chance of not having any closures and, in fact, having more prisoners be consolidated into Oneida County.
Yeah.
And that's because, you know, our argument and what we keep hearing about the benefits of what the state has already invested in four prisons in our area. So to bring that, you know, we're kind of a hub at mm-hmm. this point. So to come back, we already have centralization, as you know, with the pharmacy services. I'm sure you've had other, I don't know who else has been on, but we know that. The food service, which provides food to all over the state. And the central location, as I just mentioned, we are ideally located. If you're going to be transporting prisoners, we're right here. We could be a depot. I mean, we are in the middle, and we're excellent as far as transferring prisoners from, what, let's say, Long Island and say going all the way to Erie mm-hmm. County or upstate. I mean, that's where we thought we were going to be consolidated here. And I'm really disappointed. I called the county executive yesterday, spoke with Joe Griffo, reached out to Dave Valesky and anybody. What can we do to try to restore this or to bring, actually consolidate here? So we have a limited period of time now because the governor's, you know, we changed the law. So the governor has got, we've got to really impress upon him anything we can to try to get him back in this zone and to bring the jobs back here.
I don't know, but
the actual job number is not 500 right now. That's what their maximum job number would be. It's less than that. Either way, it's devastating. It's millions and millions of paying jobs into our economy. So it's a terrible blow.
So is it a possibility that we could see this this decision reversed by the governor?
I'm not sure what a good chance we have is, but I wouldn't rule it out. I think that we have to really be aggressive and. These prisons are in Rowan Destito's district. She's now in the governor's cabinet.
Right.
So maybe we can prevail upon her to try to use her influence, as she's got, you know, a very big job with the governor right now. Hoping maybe she can be persuasive in protecting her old district. And I mean, all this stuff, we've got to get together. And I know Dave Valesky's office actually contacted me this morning already about getting together today. As we can do, and I heard you say, I think I was listening to the radio earlier before I went into my meeting, and I heard you talking about, isn't this a nice, 4th of July?
Welcome. Yeah, exactly. It's like, you know, hey, happy 4th of July. We're going to celebrate our independence. By the way, we're shutting you guys down, and you're all out of work. Come on.
Right. And you made another point, and I was listening earlier, and I stepped out of a meeting to call you, and you made a point, and you said, well, here we are. We're trying to save cuts across the state. You know, why Central New York? You had a caller, a woman called in and said, why are we always taking a hit? And I think one of the things, that's a really good point that she made and that you also touched on. Here we are trying to cut the state, trying to cut state jobs. And yes, we've created a state hub, which we were hoping to preserve. And that's where I think the state needs to really look at us regionally. And also we have to consider, and what I've said since the day I've been saying it for years, but I just said it all last year during the campaign, is we need to produce private sector jobs that are sustainable here, not that we're going to throw state or taxpayer dollars at. And whenever you engage in jobs that are created by state and they're government jobs, you're always going to be at risk of having them taken away from you because that's taxpayer money. And when the taxpayers run out of money, you're going to always look to try to cut wherever you can, and that's going to be government jobs. And I think it's an interesting... Although I hate to see it happen here, we have to have a certain number of government jobs.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why would we invest in this and now take them away from here?
You
wonder how political all this is, and I really would like to find out if there's any way we can go back and say, what was our mission creating all these jobs?
Yeah, here? Yeah. I want to see, I would be really interested to see what went into the decision-making, what formula and format they followed. To decide to cut this specific jail. So a lot of people are saying, well, there's already, you already got Marcy, you already got this, you already got that. So you know, losing the Rome one's not a big deal. It's needed. Well, really, because that's up to, I don't know how many they have employed there now, but potentially 500 people just lost their jobs. And that is a major economic driving force for the city of Rome, those people. They go out,
not
they
just
eat
Rome,
lunch.
But the whole region,
oh,
people
yeah.
are driving another, it's within an hour commuter distance to get there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, what they said is they may try to relocate these people with their jobs, but that takes people, again, out of central New York, mm-hmm. which we don't, we want people to come to central New York.
Yeah.
And another thing that it just reminded me of is, and I know it was a faux pas, but at some point, this year, it was last year, I don't know if it was that, I think it was the governor had his new regional development director. Remember the comment, he said, hey, you know, don't, if you think you're going to put a nanotech center in Syracuse, forget about it. Albany is our nanotech
yes.
region.
Yeah, and that's...
And then they withdrew that. They said, oh, no, we're going to have them everywhere. Well, does it make sense? Now, let's go back to his idea. Does it make sense to have nanotechnology everywhere or to focus it in the hub?
Yeah.
Because then if we have the prison system already with our hubs and centralization and our ideal location, because we're dealing with not high tech when you're dealing with the prison system, you're dealing with transporting human beings and
yep.
and feeding and caring for human beings. I mean, so actually regional time-saving ideas could be very effective for us. So maybe we could be the hub for that type of service. And I just wonder, you know, where are we managing our resources in a plan?
Right.
And that's something that we're going to look into in the next 30 days, because that's about all we have to reverse this decision by the governor.
Assemblywoman Claudia?
I'm sorry I couldn't listen to more of your show today. I had to go into a meeting, but it was getting very interesting. And,
it's always
interesting. I wanted to hear what other guests had to say. But
excellent. Claudia, thank you so much for coming on. I know you're busy,
you.
And I appreciate your time.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. Bye.